The corruption watchdog group Transparency International today released its list of most corrupt and least corrupt countries. The survey is a compilation of reports by institutions such as the World Bank and Freedom House, along with interviews with business people. 109 countries were surveyed. Denmark, New Zealand, and Sweden are tied as the least corrupt. The U.S. stands at number 18. We asked four of our contributors to file reports on the most corrupt countries. We start in Africa with David McGuffin.
I'm David McGuffin. Somalia is now reckoned to be Africa's most corrupt country. This may seem a bit unfair. With no effective central government since 1991 and a civil war raging in the capital Mogadishu, Somalia is also ranked as the world's leading failed state. You'd think you'd need the organization of a functioning government to make corruption possible. Apparently not. Take food aid. In its effort to keep half of Somalia's population from starving, the UN's World Food Program has to pay thousands of dollars in bribes each day to local militias. Denise Brown is the UN agency's acting country director for Somalia.
The food that we bring up here comes from Mogadishu, and once we get it through the pirate-infested waters of the Indian Ocean close to Somalia, then it takes several days to get it up here by trucks, up to 2 weeks, through numerous checkpoints, which causes delays and which costs us a lot of money.
On average, one UN truckload of food aid traveling from Mogadishu to Baidoa in central Somalia, a journey of about 120 miles, will have to clear 13 militia checkpoints, paying a total of $500 in bribes. The country is suffering its worst drought in a decade. The UN is warning of a possible famine, and factional fighting in Mogadishu saw some 30 civilians killed on Monday, adding to the 8,000 deaths there since last year. Placed beside this reality, perhaps being ranked as Africa's most corrupt country isn't such a big deal after all. For The World, I'm David McGuffin.
I'm Quill Lawrence in Kabul. When told that their country had been rated the second most corrupt in Asia, most Afghans could only wonder where it could possibly be worse. The Kabul Customs Office is on one of the city's busiest highways, packed with trucks coming from the eastern border with Pakistan. Across the street are small offices of customs brokers. They help importers navigate the red tape, and that means bribes. I asked one of them if the payments are made in secret. Everyone knows if you don't pay a bribe, they'll tell you to come back in 2 weeks. If you pay, it'll be done right away, he says. Sometimes you have to pay a small bribe, maybe 50 cents, just to get a clerk to take your paperwork. Then his superior will ask for a bigger bribe, about $10. Everyone coming out of the customs office has his own story of petty corruption, except customs office employees who refuse to speak. Shahidullah is a student from Jalalabad. He's been trying to register his car for 2 months.
Nobody asked me for bribe, but the reason that they are not doing my work is maybe they are asking for bribe.
One wealthy businessman said he'd stop doing any business at all with the government. The only way you ever get paid, he says, is to pay a bribe. The corruption is affecting more than business. The Taliban insurgency has been gaining strength across the south of the country. Many Afghans say the main reason the Taliban finds some sympathy is that the government in Kabul is so corrupt. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.
I'm Jerry Haddon in Europe. Bulgaria holds the dubious honor of most corrupt country. Bulgaria was supposed to clean up its act when it joined the European Union a year and a half ago. The European Commission's Johannes Leitenberger recently made it clear that the Commission thinks Bulgaria still has a long way to go, especially in law enforcement and justice.
The roles and responsibilities of police, special services, investigators and prosecution are not sufficiently well defined, and important cases are delayed on the basis of small procedural shortcomings.
Case in point, the brothers Marinov. Krasimir and Nikolai first became famous as Bulgarian wrestlers, then as gangsters. Bulgarian police arrested them in 2005 for murder and money laundering. This was supposed to prove to Europe that the country was serious about cleaning house. Bulgarian media report that the Marinovs spent this summer partying on the Black Sea. But Bulgaria has made some headway against corruption over the last decade, says Ruslan Stefanov of the Center for the Study of Democracy in Sofia. Stefanov says graft and bribe paying is steadily disappearing, especially from Bulgaria's public administration.
People 2007 are twice less likely to be victimized by corruption. So I would say that there has been a tremendous improvement.
Yet a study last year by the same center suggested most Bulgarians perceive corruption to be a daily part of life. Stefanov says that's because of several high-profile corruption scandals. For example, the head of Bulgaria's roads department recently got caught awarding lucrative contracts to his brother. The EU has frozen nearly $1 billion in development aid until it's convinced organized crime and corruption are under control. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.
In Caracas, this is James Ingham. Oil-rich Venezuela just beats out poor, hurricane-devastated Haiti as the Western Hemisphere's most corrupt country. This is a damning indictment on a nation undergoing a period of controversial and radical political change, a change that was meant to offer a bright new future under a socialist government. The fact is, Venezuela has always had a problem with corruption. It is, for many, a part of everyday life. Sometimes it's just a way of getting something done a little quicker, a little backhander that helps cut through the bureaucracy. But many are suspicious that it goes right to the highest government levels. And that's what this report by Transparency International measures, people's perception of corruption, which may partly explain Venezuela's low ranking. The other day I was talking to an opposition mayor of one of the municipalities in Greater Caracas. He was at pains to point out that public servants in his area were straight, no backhanders, everything above board. Certainly his police force have one of the best reputations. But just a week later, someone I met jumped a red light at night. Unfortunately for him, a police car was waiting at the other side of the junction. He was pulled over and escorted to the police station. Things weren't looking good for him. He also couldn't produce the required papers, and he'd been drinking. After a little chat, the police officer on duty said they might be able to sort this out. A little money was exchanged, and my acquaintance was on his way. Now I know plenty of other Venezuelans who pride themselves on never having paid any public official a thing, and had it been one of them who'd been stopped, the outcome would have been different. But this kind of corruption is part of the culture, and all the while that one party suggests it and the other obliges, nothing here will change. For The World, I'm James Ingham in Caracas.